It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. It's Monday morning, so that means we check in with IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell to preview the week ahead up at the Capitol. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
So we were anticipating budget targets last week when we spoke. Democrats who control the Senate and Republicans who control the House have come to some kind of an agreement, or a launching point anyway. Joyce, will we see any movement on the budget this week?
Well, the two parties will start hashing it out over their priorities, sort of under the constraints of these joint targets that they've agreed on. We talked last week about how unusual that is for Republicans and Democrats to settle on the overall size of the budget and how much to spend overall on, say, education or human services. So they're ahead of the game, let's put it that way.
And leaders say conversations don't always go this well, yet Speaker of the House Craig Paulson said last week, everybody's uncomfortable. Any idea where compromises might play out in this budget?
Well, as Speaker Paulson was implying there, Democrats agreed to less spending overall than they would have liked, and Republicans agreed to more spending than they would have liked. So now the two parties will fight over, for example, within the education budget, what to prioritize. They have only, in the education budget, for example, they have only $3 million more in their budget target than what the governor spends. So the two sides are going to be, in effect, fighting over that $3 million. And I'm told they may disagree over how much to give the community colleges, which the governor has not given any raise to. And I'm also told that University of Northern Iowa is again seeking a special appropriation over and above what the regents get. And I'm told that the two parties may disagree over that.
There's a couple issues Democrats said were a priority at the outset of this legislative session, one of which was increasing the minimum wage. Now, Democrats were staying a bit closed lip on the matter soon after the session started, but they're talking about it again. Is there hope for those who want to see an increase in Iowa's minimum wage?
Well, Democrats continue to talk about a higher minimum wage as part of their overall mission to grow the middle class. But there is almost no chance that Republicans will sign on to a higher minimum wage.
Okay, so worker wages were in the spotlight in a Senate bill that passed along party lines last week surrounding so-called wage theft. Now, you covered this. Does that stand a chance in the Republican-controlled House?
The bill you're referring to is a bill to make some changes in employment law. And Democrats say that these changes are needed because they say some employers are not paying the wages that workers have earned. So thus the moniker wage theft. The main focus here is on immigrant workers, both those who are documented and those who aren't. And we talked with some of both. The bill goes to the House Labor Committee. The Republican chair there agrees that workers are being taken advantage of. But Republicans are reluctant to make any new demands on the businesses that they say they're doing right by their workers. We shouldn't put new demands on them.
One bill Democrats said would not make it into law was a bill to make medical marijuana legal in some cases. But last week, Republicans were making it sound like they could be interested in taking this up in sessions to come.
Right. You know, if I were one of the activists who came to the Capitol to argue for medical marijuana this year, I think I'd be tempted to think that I had made a difference, even though the bill is not going to pass this year. The mothers of epileptic children in particular made a very convincing case that medical marijuana would help to treat their children's epilepsy and reduce their seizures. The Republican House Majority Leader Linda Upmeyer said last week that the debate was on a different level this year. And she kept open the option of taking it up next year. Both parties say they need more education on this.
We've spent some time in the Senate, so now over to the House. What are Republican leaders in the House seeing as big issues to take up this week and in the weeks ahead?
Well, the bill to address bullying in the schools has been on the debate calendar in the House for a few days, although I noticed it is off the debate calendar again for today. I should mention this week there is another funnel deadline. Bills have to pass a committee in the opposite chamber. So any bills to stay alive need to pass the full House, for example, and then a committee in the Senate by the end of the week.
And you bring up bullying. This is one of the three priorities Governor Terry Branstad had at the outset of the session. The others were strengthening broadband access and creating incentives for veterans to stay or move to Iowa. Now, last week, as you mentioned, bullying was supposed to come up, but it never did, and it is off the docket again today. Does that mean it's not going to go anywhere this session?
Well, I don't think anyone's throwing in the towel over it yet. The sticking point in the Republican House is the idea of schools being able to address bullying even if it doesn't happen in school. The schools can intervene if it's affecting the school performance, even if the bullying didn't happen in school. And for some, that's an encroachment on people's personal lives. That's a real sticking point.
Okay, finally, it wouldn't be a conversation about the legislative session if we didn't talk about the juvenile home in Toledo. The home was closed in January by Governor Branstad. Democrats have sued the governor, saying he overstepped his authority. That's still playing out in the courts. Where do things stand with the juvenile home?
Well, the next venue for that discussion may be the infrastructure budget. If the state is going to house delinquent girls in their own facility, that may take some brick and mortar.
Okay, Joyce, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.